I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Police in Nepal say they've rescued more than 7,000 people from human trafficking over the past 5 years. It's only a drop in the bucket, though. In the same period of time, the number of people trafficked has gone up 500%. John Padidi of Bibles for the World says they're joining the fight with a new women's ministry initiative.
It's kind of a different type of project for us, but we are really feeling the leading of God in this. Every life that is rescued can be brought into a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Operated by a partner of Bibles for the World, this program teaches job skills to women rescued from sex trafficking. Bibles for the World provided 50 Bibles for the women to use in their Bible study. Please pray for salvation as these women and girls learn about Christ, and pray boldly for an end to human trafficking in Nepal. And it's easy for the elderly to feel forgotten and overlooked in today's fast-paced society. The holidays can be especially difficult for older folks who are not in community or close to loved ones. Eric Verstraete with Life Matters Worldwide says he was struck by a recent encounter with an older man.
I was stood up for a breakfast meeting, and I saw this gentleman sitting across the way, an older guy, and I decided just to go and join him. He was a Vietnam veteran, also a World War II veteran, and as I talked with him, we spent almost 2 hours, and he said a very profound thing to me at the end. He said, "Eric, thanks for seeing me today."
Life Matters Lift program is a ministry model churches can use to reach out to older folks in their communities. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. Get yours as a reminder to pray at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.